Yo, whoa, hey, be careful there. You know you can't put a metal fork in the toaster, right? Oh, baby, no, that's how you kill yourself. We don't want that, do we? You know, electricity will go through the fork and into you, and that's the end of it. If something is stuck in there, just unplug it, wait for it to cool a little, and try to use something made of wood or just turn it upside down, okay? Yeah, because electricity is bad for you. You want to keep the electricity inside the toaster. You don't want it to get outside of the toaster. Didn't your dad ever teach you this kind of stuff? Fucking hell. And what's this? You weren't going to put this in the microwave, were you? This bowl is made of metal. Tsui, you can't put metal in the microwave. It's not... Okay. Okay. Maybe we need to have a conversation since you're going to be staying here for 2 weeks. I think it might be best if any time you want to use the kitchen, you just let me know, okay? And I'll come and help you. Well, because I don't want anything bad to happen to you, do I? I told your dad I would look after you, and I'm beginning to understand why he didn't want to leave you alone at home while he went on a singles cruise. A long, long singles cruise. Okay, I mean, it's my job to look after you for the next 2 weeks. Is your shirt on backwards? Okay, come here, let's, sit on the couch for a minute, okay? I'll help you with making lunch after we're done talking, all right? We'll do it together. Just, come on, let's have a chat for a little bit first. You know I'm doing a big favor for your dad by looking after you, right? And I want to do the best job that I possibly can, even though I was a little unsure about why you needed someone to look after you, you know? I thought you must be old enough to know how to look after yourself, but... I mean, obviously your dad trusts me to take really good care of you, better than anyone else, and he loves you, and he wants to make sure that you're gonna be okay while he's away. No, hey, I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you're stupid at all. I just think that it would be a good idea for me to help you with things. You know, you only got here last night. This is a new home to you, and you don't know how things work around here yet, right? Yeah, exactly. And we've got 2 weeks together, so I want to make sure that everything is as good as it possibly can be for you. Well, I think your dad just worries about you because you're obviously very sweet and very beautiful, and he wants to make sure that you've got someone to protect you. Yeah, your shirt is on backwards. See, you've got the tag right here at the front, and oh, you're gonna take it off and turn it around right here in front of me. Okay. Oh, wow. Wow. And, what was I saying? You know, I only met you last night, but I really, really care about you too, and I want to make sure that you're protected. Also, would you like me to do that? Help you out while you're here and staying with me? To protect you and help you with things? Yeah? Good, I would like that too. You're so pretty, you know, we can't have you getting into trouble, can we? You like it when I call you pretty? Yeah, it makes you smile? Well, that's good, because you've got a very beautiful smile, and if calling you pretty means I get to see it, then I'll keep doing it if you like. Okay, good. Well, because you are beautiful, and that's why we need to keep you safe, okay? I think I'm gonna really like having you here. Now, come on, handsome boy. I'll help you make lunch, okay? Okay. Hey, I heard lots of beeping in here. What's up? Oh, honey, no, that's... that's not the clothes washer, that's the dishwasher. We don't put our clothes in there, silly boy. Do you want to wash these clothes? Okay, well, come on, let's go to the laundry. It's this way, just in here. There, you see? Now, I did a load of washing earlier today. I think it probably needs another spin cycle to get the excess moisture out before I take that load out and we can put yours in. But we can get your load of washing ready. What about those clothes that you're wearing? Do these need to be washed? No, are you sure? I can see some stains here and here. Yeah, I definitely can. They're small, but it looks like everything you're wearing could use a wash. I mean, come on, let's get this shirt off you. And here, let's take these shorts off you as well. And we'll put them with the rest of your laundry. Wow, so that, so that everything's ready to go for when we do put your washing in there, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're just speeding things up. And you know what? I was thinking earlier that these clothes that I'm wearing are a little dirty too, so maybe I'll take my shirt off as well. And my sweatpants. And we'll wash our clothes together, right? Yeah, it's fun, right? It's like we're sharing something. Yeah. Now, I'll put another quick spin cycle on just for like 10 or 15 minutes or something, just to get these clothes in here a little drier. And voila. Oh, voila. It means, never mind. You're too pretty to have to worry about big words like that. Well, now look at us. It's like we're having an underwear party. And I thought you were just a pretty face, but you're just as pretty over every part of your body. Oh, I know, the machine is loud, isn't it? Yeah, and it vibrates a lot too. You see, put your hand on it. Yeah, it really shakes, huh? I know, it's kind of old. I should probably get a new one. Oh, sweet boy. That's really nice of you to say. I appreciate you saying thank you for looking after you, but really, I'm happy to. I'm totally, totally happy to. You're so beautiful. It's nice spending time with you, and I like helping you with things. So, come here, give me a hug. Come on. That's it. You're a good boy, I know. And I'm gonna look after you so well while you're here. I'm gonna take real good care of you. And it's nice to hug our friends, isn't it? Because we're friends, aren't we? Yeah, we're friends. I'm gonna look after you. It feels really nice when your skin touches someone else's like this. I'm going to take total care of you, okay? I'll be responsible for everything. You're so beautiful. You're so handsome. Your dad is so lucky that he gets to live with such a beautiful boy. And now I'm the lucky one that I get to live with you for 2 weeks. Yeah, it's nice to hug, isn't it? It's good to cuddle out friends, and sometimes it's good to kiss your friends as well. Do you want to give me a kiss? I'd really like to kiss you, because we're friends, you know. Sometimes it's nice to be close to your friends, right? Sometimes you give your friends a hug, and then you give them a kiss. And that's how we show our affection for each other, right? So come on. Come on, handsome boy. Give me a kiss. See? It's really nice to kiss out friends, isn't it? I'm gonna take such good care of you while you're here. I'm gonna take such good care of you. Does that feel nice? You like the way that feels, huh? When my stubble scratches your neck like that. When my stubble scratches up against your ear. Yeah, it's almost tickly, isn't it? Yeah, cuddling is fun, right? That's why we do it, because it makes us feel good. You know, this washing machine is so shaky. Sometimes I think it's kind of fun to cuddle the machine, too. It can feel really nice. Here, why don't you, try, just like this. Why don't you come here and just get yourself on the corner of the machine here and put your legs around it, one on either side, and let's just put my hand on your butt and push it forward so that you're hugging the machine nice and close. And, oop, there you go, you feel that? That's fun, isn't it? Yeah, come on, why don't you reach over and just grab hold of the machine, and I'll just hold onto your butt and make sure that it's pushing nice and close up against the machine while it shakes like that. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, it feels nice. It makes you feel a little tingly, right? A little tingly and sensitive. Yeah, it feels really good, doesn't it? There's nothing wrong with feeling good, is there? Come on, don't worry. I've got your butt right here. Gonna make sure you cuddle up against the machine nice and close, okay? Just keep your legs spread around it and hold on tight, okay? Hold on really tight. And we're gonna make it feel good. We're gonna make it feel so, so good. I'm gonna make sure you have a really nice time staying with me while you're here. I'm gonna make sure you have a really, really good time. Let's just check something down here, and oh, it's okay, pretty boy. It's okay. Don't worry. I can feel you're really enjoying it, aren't you? Yeah, you've gotten a little bit hard, right? It's gotten all hard from how good it feels rubbing up against the vibration. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with getting hard like that. It's okay. You know, you're allowed to get hard in this house with me. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just making yourself feel good, right? Yeah, no, come on. Keep yourself pressed right up tight against it. Really, really grab onto it and just hold yourself tight up against it so that we make it feel really good, okay? And I'll tell you what. I'm gonna get around here behind you. I'll get behind you. I'll get up behind you and I'll grab onto the machine and press myself up against you. Like this. so that you're hugging the machine, and then I'm hugging you. Oh, I know, yeah, I've got kind of hard as well, right? We're just having fun, aren't we? Yeah. Just two guys having a good time, just playing and messing around and making ourselves feel good. Yeah. Ooh. I'll just push up against you, back and forth, rubbing up against you, so that you push up against the machine, and then we both get to feel good, right? So I can feel the machine vibrating through you. It feels really good, doesn't it? Yeah, it feels really, really good, handsome boy. I can feel... Ooh, I can feel down here. You've gotten really hard, haven't you? Yeah, I know, I know. You're a good boy. You're such a good boy. I'm so glad that your daddy got you to come here and stay with me. I'm gonna take really good care of you. Oh, I know, so much vibration. It feels so good. It feels really, really good rubbing up against you like this, pushing you up against the machine. Like that. Yeah. Just two boys making each other feel good, having a nice time together. That's all it is. Yeah. Oh. Handsome, beautiful boy. I'm gonna take such good care of you. I know you really need someone to look after you. I'm gonna do such a good job for you. I'm gonna do such a good job for you. Let's just reach down here and we'll pull your penis out the bottom of your underwear. Yeah, like that, so it's pressed up against the machine. Right against the machine while it vibrates. While I'm right here behind you, holding on tight. Rubbing up against you from behind. I know, it feels good, yeah. It feels really good. Yeah. Yeah, you think something's gonna happen? Yeah. Yeah, you think you're gonna do that thing, right? You're gonna squirt your cum out of your penis? Okay, that's okay if you do, you know, it's okay, beautiful boy, you can do it. You can do it, we'll clean it up together afterwards, okay? Clean it up together afterwards. You can just make a big mess if you need to, okay? You make a big mess if you need to. I think rubbing up against your ass like this, I might do the same. Look, come on, harder, harder. Press right up against it, harder. Oh, fuck, that's it. Yeah, oh, beautiful boy, yeah. You let it all out, you squirt it all out. You squirt it all out. I'm gonna do the same. Look, I'm not gonna let go, don't worry, don't worry. Oh, fuck, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm letting it out too, baby boy, don't worry. I'm letting it out. Just, well, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's okay, we can ease up a little. You can ease up off the machine a little, don't worry, I've got you. I've got you. Oh, just in time for the spin to end. That was very good timing, wasn't it? Oh, look at that beautiful boy. You made a big mess, didn't you? You squirted all down your leg. You spurted all over the washing machine. And I made a big mess as well. I got it all over the back of your underwear and down your leg as well. I guess we both made a mess of ourselves, huh? Did you like that? Did it feel good? Oh. Yeah, I thought it felt good too. I thought it felt really good. You know, now that we've made a mess of our underwear, we should take this off just in time to put it into the next load and get everything clean, right? So, come on, let's both take our underwear off. There we go, and we'll put them with the other dirty clothes there. Well, we were having an underwear party, and now we're having a naked party. Okay, come here, give me another hug, okay? You know what? I'm gonna take care of the washing, okay? Why don't you go and relax? Yeah, I'll look after it, don't worry. I'll take care of everything. You just go and relax, and maybe later we'll have some more cuddles. Right? Yeah, right. I would like that too. Okay, get out of here, handsome boy. I'll see you in a minute.